We're going to be getting to our phones in just a few minutes, but I wanted to mention a couple of things also before we get there. If you've been following the news at all, I usually, after church, I go to, we get something to eat, and then nursing home service in the afternoon, and then I get back, you know, for those of you who know our church, we're a small church. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express there in Richfield, right where the Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. And so I try to go over stuff getting ready for the evening service. And while I was there getting ready, some people started trickling in, and somebody said, "You haven't been watching or have you been listening to the news today?" And I said, "No, what?" And they said, "Well, the Mueller report, you know, the short version has been released. Attorney General Barr released the synopsis of it." And of course, you know, it's like we all, anybody with an ounce of sense knew there was nothing there. You know, it's just nothing there. And so I had the opportunity, my wife and I were invited to the Summit County Republican Lincoln Day dinner last night in Akron, Ohio, and a really great time. And the keynote speaker was Corey Lewandowski. And some of you may have been familiar with him. He wrote a book, Trump's Enemies, and he's got a second book out now. I'm not sure what the name of the second book is right now, but Trump's Enemy was a big book that he had. And he was also a campaign manager for President then candidate Donald Trump. And so he's got some insights and some inside experience with some of the events leading up to and what was supposedly being investigated by Mueller in his $30 million witch hunt that basically turned up nothing. And this is interesting. I was recording some things there during the program last night, and I happened to catch where he addressed what he expected to be in the Mueller report. And this is what Corey Lewandowski said last night. That would be Saturday at night at the Summit County Republicans Lincoln Day dinner. Corey Lewandowski said this.
"Same conclusion in 15 seconds that I knew from day one. There was no collusion, cooperation, or coordination between the Trump campaign and any outside entity. But the truth is, Crooked H did collude, and they better go after it, and we better get justice for it."
Now, when you hear that, this is what people knew. I mean, like I said, that was Saturday, March the 23rd. The report from Attorney General Barr came out today, Sunday, March the 24th, and it was very clear. If you've been following this, if you've been following it outside of CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, it was very clear they had nothing. They had nothing 6 months ago. They had nothing a year ago. They had nothing a year and a half ago. They had nothing 2 years ago. And it's all been based upon falsified statements and a false dossier that initially was basically Senator John McCain actually endorsed it to the FBI at one point, and it was bought and paid for by the Clinton campaign. And it's as a result of this that we actually now see there's another probe that's going on, and it's another probe into collusion. But the interesting thing is the probe is being conducted not by the United States State Department, or I'm sorry, not State Department, Department of Justice, not by the United States Attorney General. This one is actually being conducted by, of all places, the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians are looking into collusion. Their equivalent of the United States Attorney General is looking into evidence of a Ukrainian plot to sway the 2016 United States presidential election for Bill Clinton. Now, This is kind of interesting when you think about it, because we know, and this is stuff that's not classified. It's stuff that's been given in public testimony before Congress and everything, that the FBI and top state, Justice Department officials all colluded together to give Hillary Clinton a free pass for her illegal server, which she illegally sent highly classified emails back and forth. Even President Obama illegally colluded with her on that, and he even had a fake name. And they found out, of course, that the Chinese had installed software into her server that every single email that Hillary Clinton got on that while she was our top diplomatic official, the head of the State Department Secretary of State, that's what I'm trying to say, as she was serving in that capacity, sending out highly classified material, her server was giving a courtesy copy to the Chinese military intelligence, every email that she received, every email that she sent. And that's why you're not supposed to have private servers and conduct government business. It's supposed to be on secure servers, so that sort of thing doesn't happen. And they believe that at least 20 people who were giving us information in China, people who were basically cooperating with the CIA and other organizations in China to provide intelligence on what's happening in China, disappeared. Looks like they were killed because of Hillary Clinton's playing fast and loose with highly classified materials. Now, I had a security clearance similar to hers. I know what it means to handle and the responsibility of handling classified, highly classified material, top secret material, covert material, things like that. And yeah, I was in before we had all the emails and stuff that we have today, but basic principles are still there. And this is a woman that deserves to be investigated for her collusion. I'm glad that if the United States isn't doing it, the Ukrainians are doing it. They've opened up an investigation there. Ukraine Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko has investigated this, and it was sparked by the release of a tape recording that is said to, quote, top law enforcement official as saying that his agency leaked the Manafort financial records to help Clinton's campaign. See how their chickens are coming home to roost, or maybe they're coming back to bite them. We need to see what's going to happen with this. They also said that a Ukrainian parliamentarian has secured a court ruling that the leak amounted to, quote, an illegal intrusion into the American electoral campaign. And Lutsenko said that the tape recording is a serious enough allegation to warrant opening a probe, and one of his concerns is that the Ukrainian law enforcement agency involved had frequent contact with the Obama administration's U.S. embassy in Kiev at the time. You want some collusion? There's some indication of collusion, much more than a made-up dossier that was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and shopped around kind of bolstered with some leaks to the the New York Times to make it look like it was something there, so that they could falsify some FISA court findings, so that they could spy on Americans, use our United States intelligence agencies to spy on Americans. Now that's serious. A campaign, a political party in this country, an administration in this country, allowing the intelligence agencies of this country and a political campaign to spy on another political campaign. That's third world politics. That's a banana republic sort of situation there. And it's absolutely atrocious. There's checks and balances on our intelligence agencies to keep from just simply gathering information without any good reason on Americans. And it's part of it's because of our constitutional rights. I believe it's the Fourth Amendment about being secure in our papers and against unreasonable searches and seizures and all. And so we need to pray for our country, and we need to pray that now that this ridiculous Mueller boondoggle is over, we can start getting to the heart of the real situation, and that's going after the Clinton, Obama, and the Obama Justice Administration collusion with foreign governments and others in order to subvert an American election. That's where the real problem is. Well, I feel rather strongly on that, as you may or may not have guessed. And we need to pray for our country. We live in dangerous times, and the Bible says in Ephesians that we fight against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the very fact that President Trump is there is because God intervened, and he raised up this individual. Secretary of State Pompeo suggested that he's like Esther. In the Bible, the book of Esther, where Mordecai told her that she was raised up for such a time as this. And they're suggesting that President Trump was raised up for such a time as this to defend the Jewish state of Israel. And just last week, he issued statements recognizing the Golan Heights as Israeli-controlled territory, not Israeli-occupied. And he basically went against the UN and the leftists and recognized the sanctity of the Golan Heights as being essential to Israel's security. And also, Secretary of State Pompeo went to the Western Wall here in the last week or so, along with senior Israeli officials. First time that's happened, senior Israeli officials saying that East Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, basically indicating their support that this belongs to Israel. It's the same president that moved the embassy, finally moved the embassy in accordance with legislation passed during President Bill Clinton's time in office, moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And that alone has inspired other countries to follow suit. This is a president that has been doing great things towards the nation of Israel, and so we need to support him. He's been doing great things for us as Christians. We see the impact he's making on the courts, putting constitutionalists on the courts, changing the courts into more constitutionalist-oriented federal courts, and looking at his two picks on the Supreme Court that he's placed, where the Supreme Court is moving more towards a center-right court for the first time since the 1930s, or should I say more, a constitutionalist type of a court. So we're in exciting times, but we see a polarization in America between those that are doing good things, and then we have on the other side the real party of collusion, the party that is celebrating the option of killing babies right up until the moment of childbirth, and even discussing and suggesting that when a baby is born alive, it should be up to the mother and the doctor as to whether the child should be allowed to live. We are living in interesting times, and so keep watch on what's happening over in the Middle East. Keep watch on what's happening in Washington, D.C., even right here in our own state house in Ohio. The Ohio Heartbeat Bill has made it through the Senate, Senate Bill 23. It's now in the House Health Committee, and it is going to be up for a hearing Tuesday, starting at 11 in the morning. If you can get to Columbus, let me encourage you to go check it out, or you can go online and you can find out more about it. But the Ohio Heartbeat Bill, Senate Bill 23, will be up for hearings. Both proponent and opponent hearings, I believe, are going to be held on Tuesday. And then, of course, it's on its way once they go through this hearing and maybe one more, hopefully no more than one more. The Health Committee in the House will take a vote on it, and then it'll go to the House floor where it's well expected to pass. And then if it passes there, on to the governor's desk. And Governor DeWine has restated several times that he will sign the heartbeat bill. Mississippi's governor just signed the heartbeat bill the other day that his state's legislature passed recently, and we're seeing similar bills across the country at the same time that other states, such as New York, are passing, and I think Connecticut's another one perhaps, that are passing laws saying no bans or restrictions on abortions up until and including the time of delivery. So pray, get involved. This is not the time for God's people to sit on the sidelines. This is the time to pray. This is the time to get out. This is the time to get involved.